Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. It's Sabres Live from KeyBank Center. Buffalo is home to Detroit tomorrow night on the heels of a tough one last night in Montreal where they were close. They were pushing in the final 2 minutes with the goaltender out. That's a topic we can certainly dive into. 6-on-5 play, how they get better at that, how they pull out more points. Remember Lindy Ruff's emphasis at the start was we got to find a way to get points out of all these games. And early on in the season, that hasn't been the case as far as extracting single points, especially from division rivals, Marty. But we also have a special guest coming up today, Jay McKee, as we look forward to reunion night on January 15th.
Yeah, so Ryan Miller also commented on social media about the fact that reunion night is on Thursday the 15th. Mm-hmm. On Friday the 16th is going to be catwalk for charity. And then he said, how about Bills game on the 18th? Mm-hmm. So he's planning an all-sports Sabres Bills fun weekend. I pretty much put that out there because the possibility of the players that may come back in town for the event, I said, wow, this could be an all-nighter. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I may not make an appearance on Sabres Live on Friday.
Okay.
Just so you know, I may go right from the game Thursday night to whatever establishment we'll find ourselves to definitely some type of late-night dining. But I'm talking about late-night fast fooding at like 5 a.m.
Well, save all this for Jay, and you guys can map it out on the air for everybody.
Well, he's definitely not in charge because we...
He's also got a real job.
He's got a real job. He's coaching in the OHL, but yes.
All right, so more on Jay and the reunion night coming up here on Sabres Live. But last night, real quick, before we dive deeper into it at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Oh, I thought there was a question. I was looking at my numbers at my sheets.
You're having issues today. I'm worried about your headset.
I was focused. I'm worried there could be a power outage. Who knows? Like, we're
prepared. There was kind of a prompt. It was like, quick comment on last night's loss before we move forward. Yes.
So, funny enough, despite the fact that the Sabres did not play what I thought was a good first period at all, I think they were being outskated, outbattled, outcompeted. That was one of the words that Yuri Kulik used. He goes, they outcompeted us in the first period.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they created enough to be able to say, hey, you know what? The numbers look good. I just didn't feel, Duffer, that the chances that they had were convincing chances. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a couple of really nice deflections right in front of Jakub Dobesh or placed to the front of the net. But they weren't, like, there wasn't a finishing touch that was a convincing finishing touch.
Yeah.
So when you look at the numbers, at the end of the night, the Sabres had a full goal expected more than Montreal, if you take out the empty net goal. Mm-hmm. So you're like, the Sabres were expected to score 4.5 to Montreal's 3.5. But did it feel that way? I don't think it felt that way at all during the game. For me, anyway, my personal thing. I felt like it was more even than that, but the Sabres ended up with a very significant advantage when you look at the advanced numbers.
I would look at it kind of on the reverse and tie it in with the fact that Alex Lyon had a fifth quality start in his six straight starts so far this year.
Yes.
But our Lexus leader last night on the post game was Jakub Dobesz. So if I'm hearing you say those expected goal numbers, I would agree, because I thought Dobesz was a little bit better than Lyon last night, and that's what allowed them to win.
Yeah, and when you think of the goals that were, you know, scored, I mean, Yuri comes in on the back end. That's a little bit more like the Kapanen goal. Like, mm-hmm. both of those goals were very similar. You know, the problem here for me, I think the Sabres lost their ways a little bit in their coverage. The Slafkovský goal, like, I think Lyon, we've shown a couple of saves, right? The save on Anderson in the first period, like, he likes mm-hmm. to be aggressive. And I think Montreal decided, you know what, we'll take that and go against it by drawing him outside the net a little bit. So Noah Dobson goes around, mm-hmm. gets to the front. You got to have coverage there.
Right,
you just have to have coverage there.
That was a tough one.
That was the
Kulik
and Samuelson on Slafkovský.
And Yuri's disappointment in himself was, I just got to get a stick on a puck there and knock it away. It wasn't, you know, he wasn't so focused on whether he's more physical with a guy or
different.
He's like, the puck is right there. I have to knock it away.
Get to the puck on the first one. Yeah. And look, there's always a breakdown. There's always mistakes that are made on goals. That's the way it is. But those are mistakes that you have to be able, in tight games, in 3-2 hockey games, in 2-1 hockey games, that cannot be the difference maker. And I felt like it was last night against Montreal.
Okay, so again, we'll talk more about the game last night and what the takeaway is moving forward. You have Detroit tomorrow here. You have Toronto here on Friday. You're at Toronto on Saturday. And Rochester is home tomorrow night to Syracuse.
Yes.
And there was a conditioning assignment today with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's name being attached to it. So he goes to Rochester. Zach Jones is going back to Rochester after being called up earlier but not playing last night. Obviously, Zach Metsä played his NHL debut. But quick on Luukkonen here and what this kind of means for, you know, the goalie situation moving forward.
Well, what it means is that Luukkonen is going to test out how he's recovered from the lower body ailment that he was dealing from the start of training camp. But he's only played 20 minutes of hockey. And I almost feel like this is, you know, my first, well, my second NHL year, mm-hmm. 2000-2001. I was held out for, my contract was not settled. Missed the team picture. We showed it on the on the broadcast last night. I think it was Skudros in there in my spot. But anyway, when you come back, you practice for, you know, a week, 10 days, and mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, we got to get you some games because you miss preseasons. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen basically missed preseason. He played 20 minutes of hockey. He was supposed to play at least two periods that game and left with a little tweak. So this is just normal. Like, Mackenzie Blackwood did the same thing. He went with Colorado, mm-hmm. and Mackenzie Blackwood has got way more experience and way more games played than Luukkonen, but he went for conditioning, so it was the same thing for Luukkonen.
And obviously, we'll be keeping a close eye on that tomorrow, as the Amerks are 2-2 on the season. They are hosting Syracuse after falling to the Crunch on Saturday down the thruway. All right, as promised, we're looking forward to mid-January. It's actually the next Buffalo-Montreal meeting on the heels of last night.
Yes.
And it's going to be reunion night here for the Black and Red crew from 2005. 2006. You can get your tickets now, sabres.com/tickets. What a night it will be as far as alumni returning and just appreciating how fun, exciting, and incredibly talented that group of Sabres was 20 years ago. So with all that being said, the most talented of the group, Jay McKee, has joined us here on Sabres Live. Hi, Jay. How are you?
How are we doing, guys? I'm doing great. I don't know about now, most talented, but that team was certainly scary good.
Oh, I like that. Way to drop a B big RJ line right off the bat. Now, Jay, a lot of people want to know, it's been 20 years, and obviously, you know, we're not going to revisit the end of that season, but you were on the shelf with that staph infection. How many times do you shower a week now, try to clean every little crevices to make sure you don't have that ever again?
There's everyone thinks it had something to do with dirty shin pads or dirty socks, but it was just a freak thing. I had gotten hit with a puck, opened up a cut. I mean, it could have happened in the shower. I don't know where it happened, but I certainly shower multiple times a day. And you know what? It's amazing. All these years later, thanks to social media, I hear about it still today, multiple times a year. Someone throws in a little chirp. I love it, but I'll never live it down.
Now, let's go back. Well, let's move forward to January the 15th when we're going to have this big reunion celebrating 20 years of that 05-06 season. I remember years ago we had a big alumni reunion and you commented in the group chat or text that it felt like a night where you're supposed to fly out from after a road game and you're being told that the plane has some technical issues and you're staying overnight. Do you feel like that January 15th will have that same feeling where, you know, everybody will be in town and it could really be a late night for the group?
I've got a 3-3 to coach coming up, so it'll be an earlier night for me. But I think the boys, when you get everyone together like that, it's a lot of laughs, a lot of great memories. I mean, we're all so grateful for those days and the friendships we made, the experiences we had, and we had some great teams. So it's going to be great seeing all the guys and being there for the fans and the city. And unfortunately for myself, I'll probably have to dip out fairly early before the post-game festivities.
I kind of figured. We were talking about it off air.
You've grown up.
Your Brantford team is in first place right now, so there's a fair amount of responsibility on your plate.
No, we have 3 games and 3 nights. They still do that in junior hockey a few times a year, so I'll have to get back and get my rest and have the boys ready to go.
So, Jay, we had a trivia question on the broadcast last night because the Sabres penalty kill has been so good this year, but it was, what year were the Sabres their highest in penalty kill? It was almost 90%, if you could believe it. And it was in 2000-2001. You were a big part of that, you know. But so let me ask you, when you coach now, what makes a really good penalty kill? Just because we've seen that kind of change over the years, and you were a part of that shot-blocking mentality change that happened in the National Hockey League.
I think you'll appreciate my answer, Marty. Your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer. It's very important. Obviously, goalies have a big impact on it. Blocking shots, the penalty kill, really, you have to be prepared because every team is a little bit different. Even if they're in the same, you know, format on the ice, they have different strengths and weaknesses with their player personnel. But commitment to blocking shots, being prepared, you know, and obviously good goaltending. You're out there against the opposition's 5 best players. You have to know what they're doing, what their trends are, and try and anticipate and prevent them.
Well, just so the record is clear, Dominik Hasek played 67 games that year and had 11 shutouts. Marty played 18 games. So, and Peter Skuja famously played 27 seconds for Buffalo that year.
Yeah, no, it's good. Goaltending is, for me, it's the most important position in the game. Yeah.
Well, talking about goaltenders, one of your goaltender is a Sabres prospect, was drafted, Linders. So he came to camp. He went back to you guys. What's his outlook, and how's the start of the season for him been so that the Sabres fan can kind of keep tabs on one of the goalie prospects?
Well, he's got us in first place and number one in the country right now, so he's doing a heck of a job. He's Ryan Miller-esque, in my opinion. He's always in position. You know, he has the ability to make the highlight reel saves. But I think the thing that's most special about him is how hard he works off the ice, how prepared he gets, how detailed he is. He's really like a young pro in junior hockey. So we're fortunate to have a guy like him. We acquired him at the start of last season for a boatload of picks because we knew he was an exceptional goaltender, and he's a big part of the reason why we're in the spot we're in right now.
When you go back to 05-06 and you just, you know, you just talk about Ryerson Leanders there and the character that he exhibits and the work ethic, like, who are the guys from that team that maybe, you know, beyond the Millers of the world, that you really appreciated being a teammate of and ultimately a friend of?
I mean, the team was incredibly close. We did everything together. You know, you look at that team, some of our younger players that were helping produce as well, Derek Roy, Jason Pommel, I mean, they were in the earlier stages of their career. So you had the Briere, Drury, Greer, the older guys that were well-established and fantastic leaders, and you combine them with some really young, high-end talent. I think Vanek was younger then, too. You know, so it was a really well-built team, and when we needed the younger guys to help produce, they had that ability too. So it was a pretty special team all around, well built.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, what do you think is the reason why you are coaching and you've had great success coaching with as an assistant with Erie and as a head coach now in the OHL, previously with Kitchener, now with the Bulldogs? You got Danny Briere, who's a GM, and Chris Drury, who's a GM and president, and Mike Greer, and Brian Campbell is in the game, Ryan Miller's in the game, Vanek's in the game. Like, there's so many guys from that roster, 05-06, that are involved in the game right now. Probably more than half the guys that were very involved. So what do you think that is the reason for that?
When I think back to that team, the guys loved the game. There was so much passion in that room for the game of hockey. And you know, everyone has a different path when they exit the game. But I think the guys that you just mentioned, they all love the sport and have a kind of a burning passion for it. I think that's a part of why we had the success we had that year. Everyone was so dedicated to it and focused on it. And that may be, I mean, I know my reasons for staying in the game. I would assume that it's probably similar. The guys love it and don't want to be outside of it.
Mm-hmm. Any games that will forever stand out the most from that year for you?
I think just the playoffs in general. You know, we as players, we had such belief in each other. We felt we were the best team in the league. You know, some OT goals, JP and Danny. You know, I remember the goal that we scored going into games, you know, after game six against Carolina. I remember, and obviously yeah. That's the night that my leg blew up on me, but I remember going home and just having this feeling inside that we were winning the whole thing, not just the next game, but we were winning the Stanley Cup that year. And just that belief that I had, I think, filtered throughout the whole room. Every guy had that belief. It, you know, it just felt like a special year. We were so close as a team. And, you know, but that's why the Stanley Cup is one of the hardest trophies in all of sports to win. There's so many variables, you know, and health is usually the biggest one of them. And you know, Timmy Connolly dropping out and then 4D, it was too much for us to overcome. But I think that, yeah, that goal there is the feeling I had, the sound of the arena gives me chills right now.
Jay, I don't know if you remember the last game of the regular season. We played in Carolina. I ended up getting the start, and I took my pre-game nap that afternoon, and JP Dumont was my roommate, and I'm like, where's JP? He's not back in the room. And I'm like, I'm just going to go to bed. He walked in the room at like 4:30. We had like a 4:45 bus, and he was so angry because he had lost a big pot at poker. You guys all stayed in the meal room and played cards all afternoon. I was so mad because I'm like, I'm playing. We ended up winning 4-0. That's not the point. But we were on the plane flying back, and remember, we thought we were going to play the New York Rangers. We didn't think that we were going to play the Flyers because it was an afternoon in Carolina. We flew back, and you and I were talking about, oh, this is going to be so great. We're going to go to like museum in the city, like we're intellectuals, like we're really not that intellectual.
We did do that a couple about times. Going though.
To, exactly. We thought like we're going to go to museums, and then when we landed and we found out, oh, we're going to play the Flyers. I believe like there was a feeling of, oh no, they're big, they're strong. Like we kind of didn't want to play the Flyers, but it was probably the best thing because that series set up the tone for that season and the seasons after that.
Yeah, it was a fantastic series, and you know, when you go through those physical series, they prepare you for the next ones. You know, even as a coach now, I you like to be challenged. You have to play your best. You have to be dialed in. And when you go through a physical series, you're just well prepared for the next one if you're fortunate to get through it. So that was a good start for us. I do remember that. I just want to say, when Marty and I went to museums, it wasn't art museums. It was science museums. Okay, let's just get that back straight.
Yes. Well, what was the science behind the legendary career of your teammate that year, Teppo Numminen? And how do you describe a player like that, especially the fact that, you know, you shared the blue line with him?
Yeah, Teppo, I mean, he was he had such great poise, leader, you know, more of a quieter leader, but he would just do things on the ice that others of us couldn't do while he was under pressure. He was a calming presence, veteran presence in the room, and I mean, just a fantastic all-around guy. So it was a great pleasure and privilege to have shared the blue line with him at times.
Now, who had the hardest shot, you or Teppo? Because Teppo's shot would barely clock over 70 miles an hour, I believe.
I probably wasn't much over that, Marty, but I think I might have hit 82 or something like that. You would know best, I think, right? But, you know, as a player, it's funny. Guys would, in warm-ups would try and go bar down during a pregame skate, and I just wanted to always hit our goalies in the pads to make them feel good and confident. So you may think my shot wasn't that good, Marty, because it always hit you, but that was on purpose.
Well, funny enough, you mentioned your shot was, you know, you had the best flipper, right, off the glass and out. That was great. And Teppo's shot was not hard, but he's the one that took a shot on Ryan Miller on a morning skate that broke Miller's hand, and he required surgery. So it's not how hard you shoot, Jay. It's sometimes how you find the right spots. And you, how many goals did you have in your career? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Ballpark of 20. I don't know the exact number. Yeah, but I felt being a defensive defenseman, you could spend a lot of years in the National Hockey League just playing that way and not worrying about offense. And I came out of junior thinking I was going to be an offensive defenseman, but I learned quickly that there's always going to be more offensive guys in the NHL than myself, and I honed into the defensive side of things. So I didn't care. You know, my best season, I think I had no goals and 5 assists, but I was really proud of that year. And then other years, I had 5 goals and maybe 17, 18 points. And it just didn't matter to me, that part of the game, right? I'd rather break up a 2-on-1 than score a goal.
Well, 21 was your career total. So you were right close in that wheelhouse. Wow. And we love looking back at just what you looked like when you were coming out of the Canadian Hockey League and into the NHL. And what is the one word you would use to describe this incredible looking guy as he embarked on his NHL career?
Try to see it on the screen here, Jay. This is your draft card.
This is from Canadian Hockey Magazine.
You guys didn't prep me on this. I might not have come on if I knew this was coming. No, that's we all did the in the playoffs in Niagara Falls. We all did the frosted tips for playoffs. So that's the old frosted tip look.
This is actually when you and I met, right, Jay? Because that's the 1995 draft in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. Duffer, you were there.
Yep.
You were covering the draft.
My first draft.
Very first draft. And then I remember, Jay, we had training camp in August, September of 1995. And you and I went back to your old stomping grounds in Niagara Falls, played a little laser tag. Do you recall, like, your character's name or whatever, like the name, your username, and how good you were at laser tag in Niagara Falls?
I was very dedicated to it, Marty. I used to go all the time with my free time. The last name, Miro Chetan, just dropped the Miro. That was my... That was my laser tag name, and I'd walk in and everyone'd be like, "Oh no, Satan's here."
Yeah. Yeah. I remember you had a pickup truck and we went over to Niagara Falls and you took me to play laser tag. And when you walked in, people were like, "Oh no." Like, it's like James Bond had walked in. That was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was very dedicated to it. That's for sure. It's just one of those junior things when you're 17, 18 years old.
Did you ever imagine then or early on in your career that you would now be leading this same age group of players?
Later in my career, I remember when I was in St. Louis, I talked to Bradshaw and Rick Walmsley just, about how they got into coaching and why. And I started thinking about it then. Again, it goes back to just loving the game. I when you retire... you try and find responsibility in your life and things to do. And I didn't want to leave the game. I got into coaching, kind of trying it out. Like when you first retire and coach, there's a lot to learn. And I wanted to see if it was for me. I've grown no differently than as a player. I've just grown a passion for this side of the game. And when you work with great people, there isn't a day that feels like work, but you're always challenged. You're rewarded with similar feelings, similar emotions through the ups and downs of success or lack thereof. And I just really enjoy being a part of the game, love the game of hockey and to work with the younger players, develop them, see them move on and have success. It's pretty rewarding.
So do you take credit for how Connor McDavid turned out because you really worked on his skills for that, you know, that big season as draft year in Erie? Is that all of your teaching?
Well, so in my coaching resume, if I give it out, I just have one reference, and it's Connor McDavid with his phone number. That's it. I have no other references. Coaching Connor in his draft year in the OHL, I just got caught in practice watching him. You know, you actually lose track of practice. He was a special player then. He's a special player now. And it was certainly a privilege to be a small part of his development, although most of that was just watching him. You know, he was very gifted, and it was a fun time back then.
Reunion night is January 15th in Buffalo. Jay McKee's going to be a part of it. Jay, before you go, who are you really hoping to see that night?
Oh, everybody. I mean, we were all, like I said, so tight. You know, any of the guys that are able to make it, it's going to be, you know, I'll be grateful to see them again, spend some time, share some laughs, and see how things are going in their life. Because the game does take people different ways, and you lose touch with some guys. So it'd be great for the fans. It'd be good to get back there and see all these guys. There's not, other than Marty, there's not one specific guy.
Will you go to Chef's before the game that day?
For pregame meal, absolutely.
The guy would go to Chef's 200 times a year. Like, that's literally like he was there all the time.
Look at him now. He's amazing. Continued success with your team in Brantford.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
There he is, Jay McKee from the 05-06 Sabres. Reunion night happens on January 15th in black and red right here at KeyBank Center. And, of course, we have basketball coming up this weekend. Saturday, it is the Orange of Syracuse hosting an exhibition game against UB. That one happens at 7 p.m. Again, it's this Saturday, the 25th. Bring the family down early, catch all the action, and see Damon take on Nazareth at 3:30 leading up to the main event. Get your tickets at KeyBankCenter.com. Busy week here at the rink with two Sabre games in advance of that. Tomorrow against Detroit, Friday against the Leafs. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
There's Search and inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.